The ISIS crisis, a U.S. creation. When the ISIS group cracked the news several weeks ago, it stunned millions of Americans who wondered, where did this come from? The media, performing their function of servant to the corporate state, just as they did during the run-up to the Iraq War in 2003, simply distributed audio from the Pentagon and politicians. Few went deeper. One had to search hard to find the truth that ISIS was armed, paid, and equipped by the U.S., and moreover, that ISIS, like Al-Qaeda, was a tool of U.S. grand strategy, a strategy designed decades ago to win the grand prize of the world, oil. Consider this. In South Africa, during the height of the anti-apartheid movement, the White Nationalist Party tried to spark a third way, a war between the majority Zulus and other African tribes. This war would leave the nationalists as the only viable side to run the country. They failed, but they tried. Now, consider this. Since the dawn of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the U.S. played an outer role and an inside role. Outwardly, they sought stability. Inwardly, they lit the match of instability by arming, paying, and instigating the hardest core of so-called terrorists to make life in Iraq as hellish as possible. Their objective? To make real a neocon dream to shatter Iraq into three pieces, Kurdish, Shia, and Sunni. The Kurds would get their state, the Shias would get their liberty from Sunnis, and Sunnis would emerge far weakened than ever in a millennia. The Kurds would get the lion's share of oil wells, and the U.S. would get oil access, this time free of reliance on the Saudis. With Iraq shattered, the Israelis would be strengthened and reinforced. Read Nick Davies on alternate.org or Nafis Ahmed in Foreign Affairs. The U.S. created a monster so that they could crack the world and lap up the crude. Good. To the last drop. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.